All right, welcome to the Stock Market Update. And today is Wednesday, October 20th. With me in the studio is my head coach, Mark Hodge. Hey, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Marcus.
All right, earnings. This week, it's all about earnings. I mean, we already had 57 companies reporting earnings. 50 of them beat expectations. And this week, 70 companies out of the S&P 500 will report earnings. So, big, big week.
It is. And it's, what is it, Wednesday?
So yeah.
We're almost halfway through.
And the S&P has been up for 5 days straight. So it seems that thus far, market participants like what they hear from the companies that reported earnings. I mean, no surprise. If you have 50 out of 57 beating expectations, I mean, that's pretty good.
Yeah, and I saw that from FactSet, this was yesterday, but I think it's still relevant. They said that the S&P is reporting their third highest net profit margin since 2008. So it's, you know, more strong earnings, the S&P is showing it. Looks like the S&P is about 0.5% from record highs. So we went from just the, you know, I think 2 weeks ago where people were wondering what the heck's happening, is this the crash? And just roaring back.
Yeah. So let's talk about the most important earnings that are on deck this week. And I mean, one of the earnings that have been highly anticipated was Netflix. And Netflix reported earnings, it was yesterday after the bell, right?
Yes.
Okay. So let's dive a little bit deeper into the Netflix earnings because, I mean, they actually beat expectations. So in the last quarter, they added, 4.4 million subscribers. And compare this to the 5.5 that they added in the first 6 months. So, I mean, they blew it out of the water in the last quarter.
Oh, yeah. Rhymes. No, I mean, that's huge. 4.4 million subscribers versus 5.5 in, basically the first half of the year. It's huge. I know that some people were hoping for more U.S. growth, so it sounds like a lot of that is growth international, but 4.4 million subscribers is huge for them.
Yeah, and I mean, it was a great quarter. So they released this show Squid Game, and this is right now the best show that Netflix has ever released. Before that, it was Bridgerton, and now it is Squid Game. And I mean, this is where it's pretty amazing. So Squid Game, Netflix has a very certain way to say, okay, what impact does this show have? So they're measuring value, and they say, well, this show had a value of $900 million for us, and it only cost $21 million to make. So this is where they say, well, this worked really, really well.
Yeah, they've dialed it in, figured it out, and come a long way from just sending out little DVDs in the mail.
Right. So this has been the number one show in 94 countries. And this goes back to what you just said, that they're showing strong global growth. I mean, not only in the US, and I believe that this is really needed for Netflix to hit their aggressive goals. So, but I mean, after all this, this all sounds good. Yet, when we take a look at the at Netflix pre-market, it's down almost 2%. So what's happening? Why is it down?
You know, my guess, buy the rumor, sell the fact, and also concerns, you know, can this continue, right? Can Netflix keep it up, you know, not only profit-wise, but just with the subscribers? You know, at some point, it has to slow down.
Yeah, I'm switching to a weekly chart here. And if we zoom out a little bit, we already know, we talked about this, that Netflix has been the clear pandemic winner. I mean, if we look at this here, pre-pandemic levels, we were trading at around 400. And right now we are trading at 640. And this is where Deutsche Bank actually downgraded Netflix. And they said, you know what, this is not sustainable. And all the subscribers that are coming in Q4 is already baked into the stock price. And this is why we see this morning that even though Netflix had really solid subscriber growth, hit their numbers, had reported some successes, but we see that they are down here in pre-market trading.
Yeah, a little buy the rumor, sell the fact. And again, with stocks, we're always trading based on what the future expectation is, not what's happening just today. So that explains the little dip here, but strong earnings for Netflix nonetheless.
All right, so it's also quite interesting. Let's just quickly take a look at the here. You see that where you see all the earnings. So this earnings miss, earnings miss, earnings miss, earnings miss. Hey, earnings beat. This looked good. Earnings miss, and now finally an earnings beat again. I mean, they also missed earnings quite a few times here over the past 2 years.
Yeah, they were probably happy to get this one out. Some
Okay.
good earnings news.
So let's take a look at a few other earnings. United Airlines reported earnings. So what happened here? United Airlines this morning up 1.5% after reporting earnings.
Yeah, and they actually reported losses that were lower than expected. So they came in at $1.02 a share, losing $1.02 a share versus $1.67 estimate. United said that the Delta variant did slow down their recovery, but it did not derail their recovery. So they did have an earnings beat, even though they reported losses.
All right. Who else did we have this morning? We had Biogen, who reported earnings. BIIB.
Yeah, and they reported $4.77earnings per share versus a 4.11 estimate. They also raised their full year forecast, saying they are optimistic about their Alzheimer's drug, Aduhelm, I believe it is. Aduhelm. I don't
Now,
know.
talking about drugs, we have to talk about Novavax. I mean, Novavax was developing a COVID vaccine, right? And we know that we already had Pfizer and and Moderna, and we had who else? I'm drawing a blank here. Pfizer,
BioNTech,
Moderna, AstraZeneca. Anyhow,
yeah.
so Novavax, and this morning they are down 22%. Did you see that?
I did. So they're just getting hammered pre-market, and it's really because of a Politico report that claimed that the company was having a hard time meeting FDA quality standards for their COVID vaccine. So that is not helping them pre-market.
Yeah, down 22%. And this is why, when we are trading, especially the wheel, we stay away from all these pharmaceutical and biotech stocks for that reason. See, they can drop 20% in a day. They can rally 20%. They can drop 20%. It's just being crazy.
Yeah, I mean it gets tricky because you have some bad news like that that could have such a huge impact because again, we're looking at the future prospect, future profits, and when you have drugs that are getting approved or clinical trials that could squash a company, it makes it really tricky. Sure, if you catch it right, it could be profitable, but you could also see a 25, 50% drop on some bad news with
As we see
biotech.
here. Yeah. Now we also have earnings on deck today after the bell. So we have today after the bell, IBM will report earnings. So we'll see what happens there. I'm switching over to a weekly chart just so we get an idea of what is happening here with IBM. And I mean, IBM, it's just an extremely solid company. I mean, we see here what happened since 2010, basically, where they have been trading what at around $130. They moved up to $200, then they got right back into the range of between $130 and $180, and this is where they are right now. So I don't expect too many surprises here from IBM. It's typically not a company that is moving to earnings, but we'll see.
Yeah, and then there's also Tesla, right?
Now that is a different story.
What
So
do you think about
Tesla.
Tesla?
I mean, we will see what they do. I just want to zoom out here a little bit. I mean, they have been beating earnings quite a lot. You see, going back to 2021, two, three, four, five, six, seven out of the last 8 times they beat earnings expectations. And I mean, this is why it's no surprise that Tesla is skyrocketing. But the question is, can they keep doing this? And then what will be the outlook for the next quarter, for the qu fourth quarter here, and also 2020, especially considering the supply chain management problems and also the chip crisis that we have here?
Yeah, they're on a tear higher though. It'll be interesting to see the reaction.
Yeah. Talking about a tear higher, Bitcoin. We got to talk about Bitcoin. Look at that. I mean, Bitcoin about to take out the highs that we made earlier this year. I think it was in April. So close to making a new all-time high, ATH. So going crazy here.
Yeah, I mean, just rocketing higher. Hey, let's look at, was it a BITO,
Oh yeah,
the
the Bitcoin ETF that started trading
ETF?
yesterday. Was it B2?
BITO.
BITO. Okay, yeah. There we go. Okay, I had a good start yesterday.
It's hard to see. Can you put on a 5 minute?
Yeah, of course. Okay, so here's a 5 minute chart of yesterday where they started up. So I mean, at first started up, yay, excitement, and then let's see, but then throughout the day it was rocketing higher.
Yeah, so new Bitcoin ETF. We talked about it yesterday. First one, and looks like people are liking it so far.
All right. Well, did you hear that Facebook is planning to change its name?
I didn't. I
Okay,
didn't.
so reports from The Verge, and they say that Facebook is planning to change its name because they're dabbling more into the multiverse with virtual reality and everything. And they say it can be as early as next week that they're changing their name. So they're kind of pulling probably an alphabet, what Google did, right? Because this is where originally it was Google, and then they say, well, we're doing so much more than just go the Google search engine. And so they renamed the parent company to Alphabet, and now all of the different Google brands are underneath there. And so Facebook supposedly is planning a similar move, and according to rumors, announcing it next week.
No rumors that you've heard of what they're gonna name themselves?
No, nothing. I've seen
Not yet.
nothing. I've seen nothing. Hey, the other thing that we haven't talked about at all, on Monday we had the Apple event.
Oh yeah.
Right? So they announced a new MacBook Pro. They announced what else? New iPods. No, AirPods. So, I mean, just a few things. But here is what most people missed. They actually announced that they now have, ta-da, a Apollyon and cloth. So you can now buy a Apollyon and cloth from Apple for $19. And yeah, that's no joke. It is really just a cloth. Now, admit it, it has an Apple logo, right? So this alone probably warrants the plus $18
$15
surcharge
there.
for a $19 cloth. Now, here's the cool thing. You see, Apple always they do the same thing. They say the product information, what's in the box, and then they have all the compatibility. And yes, it's compatible with pretty much everything. However, this is where I saw that some people made fun of this because the Apple says here, well, it is even compatible, if you're scrolling down here again, to the iPod Shuffle fourth generation. I don't know. Do you remember the iPod Shuffle, the fourth generation? So
I didn't have that one, but that's
there we go. This is the iPod Shuffle fourth generation, which doesn't have a display. So I don't know why you need a polish and cloth for an iPod Shuffle without a display. Anyhow,
that's funny.
here's the super surprising thing. So they announced this this polishing cloth, and as you can see, it is on back order. You cannot even get it. If you
Oh,
order it
wow.
today, it will arrive hopefully in time for Christmas. It is just crazy. Anyhow. Hey, super excited about trading today. So we'll see what the markets bring. I mean, the markets are looking at earnings, but then we also have the inflation worries, the supply chain worries, the Chinese worries. GDP went down. Evergrande is still a factor. So we'll see what the markets are doing today.
Yeah, right now futures pointing to a mixed start, so not a whole lot of activity, but things could pick up once we see the opening bell.
Yeah, let's just quickly take a look at this. Yeah, the S&P pretty much unchanged right there. Nasdaq up 11 points, which is nothing. So this is the Nasdaq futures, and the Dow down 27 points. So yeah, a very, very muted start here into the trading session. So we'll see what happens. All right. keep in mind, trade what you see and not what you think. We'll have a few videos popping up so that you know how we exactly trade these markets. And with that said, have a fantastic day.
Happy trading, everybody.